Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. This is Walking with Jesus. It's a devotional journey we take through books of the Bible, and right now we're making our way through the minor prophet of Hosea. And this is day five of our journey through Hosea, this prophet who lived and prophesied 750 years before Jesus. Today we're starting chapter 2, looking at verses 1 to 13, and asking this question: who should proclaim God's mercy and call God's people to repentance? Now, we're not going to read the whole passage today. I would encourage you to go ahead and read that on your own. But here's verses 1 and 2 of Hosea chapter 2. Say to your brothers, you are my people, and to your sisters, you have received mercy. Plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, and I am not her husband, that she put away her whoring from her face and her adultery from between her breasts. Again, that's Hosea 2, 1 and 2 in the English Standard Version. You know, the most motivated and effective missionary in the history of Christianity was the Apostle Paul. Paul planted churches and spread the gospel over the entire eastern half of the Roman Empire, enduring hardship and bearing fruit for God's glory, unlike anyone else who came before him or since. So what motivated Paul to strive and persevere and preach despite all the many obstacles he faced? Well, he never forgot who he was without Christ and what God's mercy had saved him from. In 1 Timothy, written later in his ministry life, Paul writes this: I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who would believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. That's 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. You see, Paul saw himself as the foremost of sinners. He knew what he had been without Christ, a wicked man who blasphemed God and persecuted his people. He also knew that it was the grace of God alone which had saved him. In Hosea 2, we find another shocking passage of Scripture. The language is strong, the imagery vivid, and even appalling. But if we look carefully at what God is doing here, we will see the richness of his grace at work, even in the face of shocking sin. Hosea speaks first to his own children and tells them to talk to Gomer's illegitimate children. It seems from verse 1 that Hosea and Gomer must have had more than just the three children who were named in chapter 1. And it seems that Hosea is talking to those children who are truly his biological children, and telling them to proclaim to their illegitimate brothers and sisters, these children Gomer had conceived in her adultery and prostitution, to tell them that they are loved and cherished as Hosea's own children. And so verse 1 is a continuation of the good news reversal that closed out chapter 1. But note who is called to deliver the good news of mercy. It's Hosea's children. Who is called to take the good news of God's mercy to the world? It's the children of God, who have already received that mercy for themselves. Those who, like the Apostle Paul, know the riches of God's grace are best in a position to be able to proclaim that grace to others. But the call to proclaim is not always a nice, easy one. Together, all of Hosea's children, his natural and his adopted children, are then told to plead with their mother to put away her whoring. These are all Gomer's children. Some she bore to Hosea, some she conceived immorally, but they all plead with her to repent and return to her husband in faithfulness. She is not living like a wife, and she is endangering all of her children, for if she continues her immoral ways, she could be put out by Hosea, and all of her children could be in danger. Now remember that Gomer represents Israel. Thus, she represents the people of God, the church, in their faithlessness to God. And who is called to call the church to repentance? Her children. In other words, Christians not only have the responsibility to call the world to come and see the mercy of God, but they also have a responsibility to call the church to repentance and faithfulness to the Lord. Now, sadly, Gomer is going to ignore the pleading of her children. Often the church hardens its heart against the Lord, her faithful husband. But what Hosea will do in chapter 3 will display the pursuing grace of God powerfully. As children of God who have received his mercy and been forgiven of our sin, we are called to do two things: to proclaim his mercy to others who need to hear the good news of the grace of God, and to call the Church of Jesus Christ to repent of worldliness and idolatry and return to faithfulness to the Lord. These are the two great privileges that we have as children of God, ambassadors of Christ, and citizens of his heavenly kingdom. So let us embrace them, and let's pray that God would use us to bring unbelievers to mercy and to bring his church to greater faithfulness.